Hello, Dignity Daters. This is Marnie Batista, the CEO and founder of Dating with Dignity, and it is time for one of my favorite things to do, and that is introduce you to one of our fabulous success stories. And some of you know from seeing some other stories on the site that I do work with men occasionally, and I want to introduce you to James, who is from Southern California and one of my really most amazing success stories. Over the last few years, he has really transformed his life in so many ways. And so, James, welcome to the call. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a little clue. Like, what was your life like? How were you in the world in dating and relationships socially? How were you before we met and started doing work together? What was your life like?
Well, it was pretty challenging in many ways. I mean, most importantly, having issues with confidence, approaching women, having issues with confidence, believing in success and believing in positive things in life and meeting the right person, kind of being kind of down and out and creating stories like, you know, there's nobody good in LA, everybody's interested in only money, a lot of superficial people. So, of course, with an attitude like that, it's virtually impossible to achieve things that you do not believe in, achieve success when it comes to dating or relationships or friendships or just social networking.
So what were you experiencing when you were out there? What would happen for you?
Well, I would use mainly online dating because I didn't have the confidence to actually approach people in real life or women in real life. So I'd use online dating to just send mass emails to different girls and maybe chat online. And then if I was lucky to fetch a date from my internet, I'd go out with them. And most of the time, they weren't very successful. And when they were, I would just sort of like move from relationship to relationship. And I would notice that I would get stuck on dating someone for a few months that consciously I knew was not going to be my spouse, but I just kind of wasted time because I felt like I didn't deserve any better. And so I would just kind of waste years of my life into short-term relationships that led to nowhere.
Mm, wow. And that's kind of when I met you. And what happened as a result of doing the coaching with me? What changed for you? What did you learn?
Well, there are many things you said that resonated with me. For example, the way I was raised really instilled an assumption in me that everything that happens will happen for the worse. For instance, if I expect a call from a doctor about some illness that I had at the time, I would expect that the call would be bad. If I went on a date, I would expect that the girl wouldn't call me back. So I have constantly had these negative assumptions, and there are many things that you said that were key to me even today. Now, one of them is, James, why do you always assume the worst? Why don't you just assume that something positive that's going to happen? And just look at you now. You're not exactly a loser. You have a great job. You have a good career. You have many friends. Just believe in yourself. You're not dead, so you must have been doing something right. So even if something bad does happen, believe that you're ready to deal with it. But give yourself an opportunity to be happy and expect the best, but be ready for the worst. And so this was just one of many things that you've said that allowed me to grow and believe in myself and move forward.
That's so great. And so how did your confidence start to evolve, and how did you end up meeting your now?
Well, that's a great question. Most importantly, I think my message to others is because I was born and raised in a pretty challenging environment, sort of like I was very shy. I wasn't exactly the most popular kid, and so I was just kind of sitting at the back, one of those guys that was too shy to raise his hand just to even ask to go to the bathroom in first grade. So I had issues with confidence speaking in public. So I was able to move forward by finding one very fundamental thing. Whatever happens is really our perception to it. Any event that happens to us, we can treat it as something that's bad that happened to us and something that's good. One funny example is, if it's sunny outside, most of us would think it's a great day. Well, my mom raised me thinking this is a day in which you may get skin cancer. So so there are many, many examples where you could look at most fundamental things, like your date didn't go well. Well, you could think of yourself, man, I'm a loser. What did I do wrong? Or you could think of it as, this person is not right for me. I did everything I could. I was at my best. I dressed well. I was positive, optimistic, but it didn't go well. Think about possibility that this person is just not right for you. So the biggest
I love that.
To other folks is, every event that happens to you, it's just an event. It's nothing more. The perception to it, whether it's good or bad, is your job. And if you continue to think of each event being a negative event, that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to turn out to be negative. They're going to think that you did something wrong. You will diminish your confidence. And then next time you go out, you will lack confidence. The people will notice that you don't have confidence. It's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. I love this. I mean, what you just talked about are three sort of one of the basic foundation principles that we work on at Dating with Dignity. And I love how that has shifted your entire philosophy of life. And it's a big deal to overcome what we learned as children, because it's imprinted on us. So the fact that you were able to detach from that and really create your own set of beliefs is really amazing. So how did that catapult you into meeting your fiancé?
Well, rather than going into dating events that a lot of men go to, like how to pick up women, as you probably know, I wanted to learn how to transform myself from within. And with your help, I started organizing events where I would be a leader of events, a different kind of events. It could be traveling events, people using such websites as Facebook, Twitter, meetup.com. And I would train myself to be a good organizer, a good leader, a good social person. And people around me, men and women alike, would look to me as someone who knows how to organize events, how to be a leader, and how to keep people entertained and be a good host. And when I do that, I sort of like recraft my character from somebody who was at a younger age sitting in that back row of that school or college and afraid to even be noticed or speak out, to a guy who is actually leading events. And that really helped me recraft myself, just as I would create a new pot. It helped me build the character that I needed to attract the right mate.
That's so great. And so were you at an event when you guys met?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. It's something that no reality can explain because of a couple of things. One is, as you know, Marnie, I own a yacht. It was my dream to buy a yacht. I bought it 5 years ago. And when I bought it 5 years ago, on the day of me receiving the yacht, I was playing this music by a very, very famous, my most favorite DJ in the world, out of Europe. And as the top of my sort of like dream come true that I never even thought is possible, I was invited to an event to host that DJ who came from United Kingdom, and I picked him up from the airport. And it was like the top of my height. It would be like if Madonna is your favorite singer and you meet Madonna on one day and you're hosting her and she's at your house, that would be like the same like with me. And it happens to be that on the very same day, I was hosting him at a nightclub in L.A., my female friend invited her roommate to my event where I was, as I mentioned, a club host. And never thought of it. She seemed like a cute girl. Certainly didn't match majority of the things that I was looking for in my checklist that we typically create. Well, she's a cute girl. We'll go out for a while. And then the last 2 years later, we're getting married, and I'm very, very happy. So that was the same day I met the DJs, the same day I met my wife.
That's so awesome. I love this. Well, this is a great teaching point because people ask me all the time, where can I meet someone? And I always say, do the things that you love and be in the environment of what makes you happy, of what jazzes you up. And you're going to meet the people who sort of have the same common interests and likes. And that is a really great way to meet people as well as online dating. So what a great example. You created events so that you could practice. You took a leadership role, and then you create your dream life. You fall in love with your life. I mean, there it is. You're meeting the DJ. You have this yacht. You're loving your life for who you are. You're loving yourself. And in that energy, like, of course, that's when you meet the woman who's your wife. So, wow, what a great story. It's so inspiring. So great, James. So tell me, if you were sitting down at a coffee shop and, you know, a man or a woman needed help, you know, the women and men that are on Dating with Dignity, they're perusing the site, what loving advice would you give them about to get results when it comes to finding that dream relationship?
Well, I think the biggest thing, besides the thing I mentioned earlier as far as, like, you choosing how you deal with the event is really and I promise Marnie is not paying me for this, is really
yep.
being consistent with Marnie's advice and believing in her advice, because there are many people out there, very sleazy people in LA who teach people all kinds of sleazy tricks on dating. But Marnie is a very honorable person who teaches the nice, positive ways of being successful at dating. And the most important part is to really not only give yourself a chance, but give her a chance, because if you're not consistent with yourself and you come to Marnie and say, I have problems meeting people, I have problems meeting people, and then you leave after each meeting with Marnie and you still feel like I have problems meeting people, then that's what's going to happen. Even God cannot help you if you come in and walk away with that conviction that you cannot meet other people. But be consistent. If you guys meet once a week, treat it very seriously with positive intention, being with Marnie, and walk away with the feeling like, why don't I just give it a true go, and just like with James, it will work for me, and it will be good, and it will work for you because you believe in it and because Marnie will do her job. You have to be consistent, meet with her weekly, and consistently do the homework that she gives you, and then between that and believing in yourself, it will work 100% of the time.
Ah, I love that. That is so awesome. It's so true. You know, I always tell people that one of the things that really kicks them in the butt is, unconsciously or consciously, we all have this need to be right. And so exactly what you said, if you're like, oh, this stuff doesn't work and you really need to be right about it, then I promise you, like James said, you will be right, but you will still be unhappy. So what great advice. Well, James, thank you so much. I am so excited for you, and knowing you over the last few years and watching you literally transform, and now having your business, having a wife and traveling and really living that dream life and great social life. I mean, you're amazing, and she's very lucky to have you. So thank you for taking the time to be here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marnie, and I appreciate you in my life.
Oh, thanks. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you soon on the next success story. Bye-bye.